Ayiyu Chayei Sora, Meir Shona, Ve'esrim Shona, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayei Sora. So after the Torah enumerates 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, it repeats Shnei Chayei Sora. Why did it have to repeat it? So Rashi says, Shnei Chayei Sora, Kulam Shavim L'Tayva. Some Sefer HaLatayra brings down two pshotim, Shnei Chayei Sora, two other pshotim besides Rashi. Number one, the Tkufa when Sora Imenu lived was so choshev that it was known to people as Shnei Chayei Sora. Just like you find the Dor of Chayni HaMagal, or the Dor of Roshim Bar Yochai, the generation was known by some outstanding personality. So this generation was known as the Shnei Chayei Sora. Avraham Avinu was there. Chazal says she was greater than him in Nevuah. So the Torah calls it Shnei Chayei Sora, the year of the Tkufa of Sora. Another pshat he says is Shnei Chayei Sora. Chayei is from a lotion of birth. She constantly revitalized herself. Every year was a new birth of Sora Imenu. Today she was mechadish herself in this inyan, and the next year she was mechadish herself in this inyan, and she worked on it. So Shnei Chayei Sora, the years of the births of Sora every year, they say on the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim, different kufas of his life, he even looked, his chitonius looked like a different person. You see pictures of him from different kufas, he even looked different. He was constantly being mechadish himself. So the Shnei Chayei Sora, Chayei Loshen Ravim, is a Lashon of she rebuilt herself and she revitalized herself. Every year was considered a new birth. Bavus the Medrash says Rabbi Akiva was darshening. Ba'atzibur was misnamnein. They dozed off. So he wanted to be ma'ir of them. So he said, Ma roa so Esther limloich al kufchav zayin medina. What did Esther see to rule over 127 Medinas? Tovei basvita shel Sara, but the granddaughter of Sara comes shechai kufcha zayin shana, and she'll rule over 127 Medinas. The Medrash is a pella. I mean, what's the connection between the 127 years of Sara Imenu and the 127 Medinas of Sara, just because the number is the same? Second of all, the Lashon, Ma Ro'a saw Esther. What did she see to rule over 127 Medinas? She married the king, so she ruled over 127 Medinas. What did she have to see in order to rule over the 127 Medinas? Nachazach is strange that Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Eloiki, the greatest of Tanoim, is darshening, and the Talmidim are dozing off. Like, it's also a very interesting thing, you know. The Vilna Gaon would be in front of us, or the Chofetz Chaim would be in front of us. I don't think we would doze off. And here you have Rabbi Akiva, and his Talmidim were Kedoshei Elyon. So they dozed off in the middle of his drush. It's a little bit of a strange thing. So I once heard a Gevaldik in Drush on this Medrash. When it says Rabbi Akiva, how you dozed, the Tkufa in which they lived was a Shrek Lechet Kufa. That was the Tkufa when the Romans, the Maisa of Churban Beit Har, which the Rambam says was Shokel Kenegel Churban Beis HaMikdash, the bloodshed, the Gzeiris against Liman HaTeir, the Gzeiris against Mitzvahs, it was Shreklach. And the Olam was falling into a year, Sir Yakiba Hayah Dairish, he was Dairish Litzian, trying to be Mechazik the Olam, that there's hope. And they were Misnamnein, they're ready, you know, they were dozing off, they suffered enough, and they just didn't have the Koyach to listen to this chizuk. He said, Ma roa sa Esther, that she was moilach on kuf chavzayin medina. What did she see? That she was moilach and the gula came through her. She lived a life, a shrekelch life, not parents. Ein lo ova ein. It says that when her mother conceived the child, her father was nifter. When she was born, her mother was nifter. She grew up yisayma. Where did she have the strength to have that emunah that the gula should come through her? The granddaughter of Sarah. Sarah remained was the same thing. For 90 years of her life, she didn't have a child. She went through Tzara, she went through Nisyonis, yet she did not give up hope. And at the end, 127 years, Kulam Shavim L'Tayva, how could it be Kulam Shavim L'Tayva? The Teretz says at the end she saw that her whole life was worth it for what came out of it. That gave Esther strength. She saw Sarah. She didn't give up hope. She had tremendous emunah, and she went on. And b'meila, she was zoicha to be the keli of the geula for Klal Yisrael by her ruling over 127 medinos. That's a nice drush in the medrash that I once heard. And that's a limud memes for all of us. The limud is that, you know, the goal is going weiter and weiter. It looks like the world is sinking deeper and deeper. And we have to not give up hope. And we have to have hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he said to Sarah, Hayipolei me Hashem dover, nothing is removed from Hashem, nothing is beyond Hashem. He could bring the gula under any matzav. Rashi says, Nismicha misa Sarah lakedis Yitzchak. Avos. Why are they two together? She heard the news of the Akeda. She is damned ben ol shchita u kemachlo inishchit. He was almost geshachten. Parcha nishmasa mimena. Her neshama left it. The parsha of Shad is from the shock. She was shocked. Ay, Yitzchak was almost geshachten. Everybody asks the question. Sarah Yimeinu was greater than Avraham Avinu in the Nevuah. So if Avraham Avinu was able to stand by this Nesayin, Sarah Yimeinu also should have been able to stand by the Nesayin. What's the Pshat Parcha Nishmasa? That's many answers to the question. There's many truths been given to that. The Sifsei Kayin is Moisiv, to be Mechazik the Kasha. It was a Dharma you do by the Emoriam, by the Kananim. They were makar of their sons, Tavay Zora. They put them into the fire. They shechted them. They did all kinds of things to be makar. See, here she was Zaycha, that her son goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parcha Nishmasa. What's the Pshat? Furthermore, Yismach Yisrael asks a question. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra that says it wasn't the Sotan that came to Sarah Imenu. Yitzchak came back from the Akedah. And he came to his mother. And he told her, you know what happened? The Tlani Yavi, my father took me. Ve'yalni, he brought me up to mountains. Ve'yridani voice, and he brought me on the Mizbeach. Voice is short, sofcha. She started screaming, and that's when it was Yotzei Sanishmasa. So she saw Yitzchak, she saw he's alive. So what's the pshat? There was Yotzei Sanishmasa. So, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down, and the emes is, these are chassidish Svarim that say, but the emes is, that the Chassam Sofer also says Mamish come out the same part. It's a Dover Yodua that by Tzadikim, when they had Simcha, they took that Simcha and they were makrovit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find that Lamoshal by Yaakov Avinu when he met Yosef. So right away he learned Kriyashma. Why did he learn Kriyashma when he met Yosef? Was it this man Kriyashma? And Yosef also should have learned. So up the morale that the Derech of Tzadikim is that they want to donate their moments of Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this great moment of Simcha, he gave it over to Hashem, and he learned Kriya Shema. He was makabel on himself, all Malchus Shemayim. So they say the same thing over here by Sori, man. It's not the pshat like we assume. She was lifted from the shock. From the Simcha, that she felt that her son was Zoyche, to go al Gabi Mizbeach, to be an Oyla Tamima. But Lamais, he was brought up there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvoy Deva Atzma, he chose him as a carbon. That gave a tremendous simcha, mitoich li his dapkas b'Hashem, her neshama left. That's what the Svarim HaKadoshim say. The Chassam Sofer, this is the way the Chassam Sofer says. It's a posik, when Avraham Avinu went to buy the Maris HaMakpela, it says, Ger v'soysha v'noichi imachem. So this is what the Chassam Sofer says. He says, this was his hesped, on Sarah Yimeinu. He says, Sarah, she was zoicha to go up to be makar and neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But me, I was left behind over here. Ger v'zoicha v'noichi imachem. Ich ben dog yibliben. I ended up staying with you. What was the reason why? Because the world still needed him. The world needed Avraham Avinu. He was the Abba Mangoyim. So they told him they would have wanted to be menachem him. The Si Elikim HaTov v'zoicheinu. Because you're the Nasi Elikim amongst us and we need you, that's the way it was like that. If some Sefer said that same word, that Avraham Avinu said she was zoicha to be makar her neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich that, and that was the hesped of Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Avigdor Miller points out by this whole maisa with the shidduch with Eliezer, he found the shidduch for Yitzchak. The Torah dedicates 66 psukim to Eliezer. 66 psukim. With the first pasuk, it's 67. But the first pasuk, Hashem Berachos Avraham Ba'Kol, that's not talking about Eliezer. But the Ma'aseh of Eliezer, 66 psukim. Torah doesn't do that, you know, come out for anybody. So he says, if the Torah is so ma'irich, then you know that Eliezer, there's a lot to be learned from this, and that Eliezer was one of the greatest people in history. This is Dr. Rav Avigdor Miller. So he says, not Rav Avigdor Miller, but the Medrash says the following. The Medrash says about this parasha. It quotes a posik in Mishlei. Eved maskil yimshoil b'ven mevish. An intelligent Eved will rule over a shameful son. And amongst brothers, he will get a portion of the Yerusha. Dr. Medrash, Eved Maskil, who is this Eved Maskil that Shlomo HaMelech is referring to? Ze Eliezer. This is referring to Eliezer. Mahu Haskalosei, what's the great Seichel, the great intelligence? Omar, Eliezer said, Kfa'akilolosei Shalosei Ish B'yodei. I'm already cursed. I come from Canaan, and one man says he was mamish Canaan. I already have the klala. So maybe if I'm already going to be an Eved, Shema Yovei Kushiech or a Barbarech, and some wild fellow, a pair of Adam, will come and be mishtabed in me. Better that I should be mishubed b'bayis as Evai Avram v'loi b'bayis Acha. So immediately he gave himself over to Avram. That was the Eved Maskil Shabbat. So the first we speak out, Or Gidal Yo brings this down. The seichel of Eliezer was he was makaris makayim. Gevaintuch an Eved, he was an Eved who wants to break out of the shackles and he wants to, you know, show his freedom and so on. He said, I'm an Eved. The klal is a reality. And that's the metzias. I'm going to be an Eved. I have a choice. Am I going to be an Eved for a pera adam or am I going to be an Eved for where I could grow? And he gave himself up to Avraham Avinu. But the seichel was in the fact that he was a makaris makayim. He didn't strive for a situation that wasn't shaykh to him. He knew the reality, and he didn't try and break free. And he brings down that the Tzrasemis says that when Noach gave the klola, k'nan eved l'avodim, it wasn't just a klola. It was an etzer teiva. It was an etzer teiva. Why is it an etzer teiva? To be free is a gevaldig zach. But to be free could be a terrible, terrible tool in the hands of a shaytan. We see today what freedom is all about in America. We see that they utilize freedom. You go free, you go meshuggah, hefkeiros. Right? You could mistake freedom for hefkeiros. And Noach saw this nekuda in Chom and in Canaan. Memele gave them the klola. The best thing for you is, it's a klola, but at the same time, it's an etz ha'tayva. The best thing is for you to be meshuggah, to give up your freedom. You put a gun in a little child's hand, you're asking for disaster. Freedom in the hands of someone that can't handle it, you're asking for disaster. So Noach not only gave a klola, but Noach gave an etz ha'tayva over here. We know, ain ben chayrin elam yishayisik b'tayra. Ben chayrin is if you have the Torah to guide you. So then that's emes dikecheiros. If you don't have the Torah to guide you, it's prized, and it's vilkite. That was the Eitz HaTayva. And the Eved Maskil over here was, he realized that this was an Eitz HaTayva. He realized that this is my matchup and this is what I have to do. He says that's a limit for all of us. A lot of times people, they look for this and they look for that and they're searching for happiness in all of the different places that are not shy to them. A person has to know his egg in the kaychus. A person has to know what he's capable of. A person has to know his limitations. And he has to judge accordingly what is the best matchup for himself. And this is something that we can learn from Eliezer. It's a limud we can learn from Eliezer. Vayan lovanu b'su'el. Vayayimru me Hashem yotzo hadover. This came from Hashem. Leinuchal dabere lecho ra'aitoi. We can't tell you one way or the other about the shidduch, we can't speak bad, we can't speak against it, we can't speak good. Now, the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, May Hashem Isha L'ish. We learn out of this pasuk, they said, May Hashem Yotza HaDover, so from the other Gemara, Ma'id Katan says, May Hashem Isha L'ish. A shidduch, a man to a woman, that comes from Hashem. So you have to understand, Rav Schwab asks a question, how do you learn out from what Lavan and Basul said, the Rishoyim? How do you learn from them that Hashem is the one? Because they said, Hashem Yotza Adover, so you take a limud from what Rishoyim said. Also, the Pasuk says, Leinuchel Dabere Lecha Ra'oi Toiv. If it's talking true that Hashem Yotza Adover, why can't you speak Toiv? Why can't you say Toiv? So he says like this, that Be'etzim they wanted to ruin the Shidduch. That they were intent on ruining the Shidduch. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow them to do that. Right? They want them to say, no, B'shem Oifim V'inyanat. Hashem put the words in their mouth, and they answered, B'li Ritzayna Me'Hashem Yotza Adover. L'Nuchu Dabar Eilecha Ra. Then they added Oitoy, because it was Nizgala what they really wanted to do. They really did not want to speak good. Right? We can't speak good because we don't really want the Shemek. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'Hashem Yotza Adover. He put the words in our mouth and we can't do anything. So on that, Chazal learned out that no matter what a person tries to do, no matter what a person tries to do, I know myself personally, sometimes you try and get yourself involved in your kitchen duchim, and you can only do more harm than good. That happened to me a couple of times where I almost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of it, Baruch Hashem. But Hashem Yotza Hadover, somebody came, I believe he came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he was about clogging, so he can't get a shidduch. Why? Because his downstairs neighbor, Amish Bashmutzing him, he's giving him Moiti Shamra, he's telling lies about him. And Kanievsky says, but what does the upstairs neighbor say? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? It's all totally in him. Your downstairs, your Snam neighbor, your downstairs neighbor can say whatever he wants. Dicker's totally what the upstairs. And Taka Bamaisi, Taka got a nice shiddur. Right? Me'Hashem Yotza Hadover. Now, also, he's Moisiv, Rav Schwab is Moisiv. That it says, Vayavaruchu es Rivka Vayomula, Achaisenu at Hayila Alfe Revova, Vayiriz Aracha Shar Seinu. They said, Kemat the exact lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu right after the Akedah. And Rashi speaks out, At Hayila Alfe Revova, At Vizarev Tekabu Oysa Brocha, Shenemel Avraham Avinu Bahar Maria. How did they know the Brocha Bahar Maria? They weren't there. Vice dice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this Brocha Gufa in their mouth. So that's how Chazal learned out. You see, Baal Korchah, it came out of their mouth. Me'Hashem Yotza Dover, Me'Hashem Ish El Ish. It's very interesting, very interesting. Chazal say, Bilam Zelovan. The Bilam and Lovan, either they were the same person, Mamish, or it was the same Neshama. By Bilam, you Mamish find the same thing. Right, LaYucha La'Aral Pi Hashem La'Asus Katanu Yidayla VaYosam Hashem Dover B'Fi Bilam. Hashem put the words in Bilam's mouth. So Mamish, exactly what you find over here by Lavan is the exact same thing that happened by Bilam generations later. VaYokam Hasodev Hamor Ashaboy Lachuzes Kever, going back to Tira of Sarah, and the buying of the Maris HaMachdela. So state, Vayokam HaSodav HaMa'or HaShaboy L'Achuz HaSkever Me'es B'nei Ches. It was established as an Achuzah of a grave from the B'nei Ches. State in Medrash. Omer Rav Eloza said, Kamo Diyos Mushpoches. How much ink was spilled? Kamo Kulmuzin Mishtabrin. How many pens were broken? In this parish, it says B'nei Ches 10 times. That means there's a tremendous arichas over here. The Torah, again, the Torah is mayrich tremendously. If you look, the whole shakla, the Tariya, B'nei Ches, 10 times. L'lam ducha, to teach you. Shekol mi shemavara mekhoi shal tzadik, ki'ilu kaim aseris hadibris. The B'nai Ches are mentioned 10 times over here to teach you if you're Mekayim the Mekach of a Tzaddik, it's like you were Mekayim the Aseres HaDibros. Now, that means every time you buy a cup of coffee for a Tzaddik, it's like you're Mekayim the Aseres HaDibros. You're Shamash the Talmud Chacham, very nice. Over here, Mekayim Aseres HaDibros, it appears There's Bedafka over here. If the Torah said this remez over here, it sounds like Bedafka and Oifen like over here is when you're Mekayim the Aseres HaDibros. What was so special over here that this was Daima to the Aseres HaDibros? Ha'ara number two. Why don't we find that Avraham Avinu bought any other property in Eretz Yisrael? Says he was an Avanod by Yisai here, and he came there, and he lived in Chevron, and he lived in Eloyne Mamre. Does not say ever that he bought himself an Achuza. This is the only place where we find that he bought himself an Achuza. And after over here, he was Tereach to buy it and to not to get it for free. Another horror over here is, first he goes to the B'nai Ches. He gathers the B'nai Ches together, and he tells them, please, I want to buy a kever. Piguli Ephraim ben Seicha. Why did he go to Ephraim straight? What do you have to go to the B'nai Ches for? That's a question that the Mepharshim asked. What's the pshat? And then again, at the end, the Torah stresses that Vayakim Lainim, you know, everybody, Meiz B'nai Ches, it was in front of everybody that it happened. Why does the Torah stress the Pirsim over here? So there's a Gevaldik Amalgam. The Malgam says over here, Zechar Avraham Avinu wanted to be Kaina and Achuzas Kever with Ovis HaGdoshim, the Yemois were buried, and that's where Adam and Chava were buried. But Achuz from that, Avraham Avinu's Tafkin in the Bria was to teach Hashkofe, to teach Limudim. He wanted to teach everybody one of the Yisoides of Emunah, the Emunah that when a person is Nifter, the Nefesh lives on. And this is a thing called Chias HaMeisim. Something called Chias HaMeisim, where the goof is eventually going to come back. And there's going to be a din v'cheshmer for that. There's going to be a judgment for that. The B'nai Ches thought that burying the dead, the stam, you know, last rites, and a place to store flesh with bones, and eventually it rots and nothing comes of it, and perhaps it's even disposable. They also thought that perhaps the kvura of a meis is really more to honor the live person that's mourning, that's being misabel over it. That's what they thought. But that kever is anything more than a storage place for skin and flesh and bones, that they never thought. The Iker is, they told them, b'mifcha kvareinu kvaras meisachem, on with it. What difference does it make? You know, who it belongs to? Does it belong to you? Does it belong to us? You have a temporary storage place. The thing is going to rot away anyway. And more than you don't know. Here Avraham Avinu, he was mechadish to them hashkofe. And he wanted to make them understand he doesn't just need a place just to keep the flesh and the bones. He needs a place to house the guf until Tchias HaMeisim, when he's going to get up again. And this is what he told them. I was a ger. I traveled from place to place. I never bought myself any achuza when it came to real estate. And Aval P. Kane, here I am insisting, give me an achuzas kever. I bedafka want to buy a place which is a Kenyan gomer. Here he demonstrated. Why is that? Because he wants to buy it. He wants it to belong to him. And he wants to be of nitzchias until there's a tchias amazing. He got together all the B'nai Ches to be mafaris in this inyan, to teach them the inyan of tchias amazing. It's not just a dumping ground for decaying flesh and bones. This is a house for a dover choshim, which eventually is going to get up again. La'enei B'nai Ches b'chol boi shar iroi. Because of Molly, it meant a lot to him. He's paying the highest amount. He was thinking to himself, Avraham Avinu, he doesn't value real estate. He never bought anything in all of Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, he's paying so much money. What's the pshat? So they understood. They were wondering about it. Maskana was that if you talk, you have to buy something that belongs to you, there's a certain chashivas over here, and there's talking a good reason, because eventually this group is going to get up. So Avraham Avinu, with this whole parish of the Maharsa Machpelah, aside that for the continuity of Klal Yisrael, they should have a place to come and daven, which was also very important. But he wanted to be masters in the world, the Amun and Chias HaMeisim, and that's why he was so Meisir Nefesh. That is based on the Malgam. The Malgam says that. It says by Avraham Avinu, by Yigva Vayomas Avraham B'Seva Toivu. Avraham Avinu expired, and he was nifter in a good old age, zokein mature, usvayomim and content. Vaya Yosef El Amav, and he was gathered to his nation. So this mamish amoyridik a Ramban over here. Dr. Ramban, I'll tell you, Zokin usfa yomim, shero kol mishalis libay, he saw all of his heart's desires, he realized it, v'soveya b'chol hatayim, and he was satisfied with all the good. Ke'inyin shenemar, tavis libay nosatel, you gave him, the tzaddik, all of his heart's desires. And not like it said about other people, oyhev kesev, lo yizba kesev. Not like that. Chazal will also say in Medrash and Koheles, ein odom yoytzim in ha'oylam v'chatzi tavoysim v'yodli. A person does not leave this world having acquired even half of his desires. Mishiyesh lo'imona roytzim asayim. Somebody has Messiah and he wants 400. I'd count the words of the Ramban. It teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did chesed and he was satisfied with all the good. So the Sefer some derech, some chesis lebroidim, or sheshiv of chevron zatzal. It's a very good thing. This is the Torah's hesped on Avraham Avinu. This is the hesped. This is the ultimate title it's given. What was the godless of Avraham Avinu? Zokei usfa yomim. He was satisfied with life. Avraham Avinu went into the Kibshon Ha'esh. Avraham Avinu was makriv his son Yitzchak Zapim. Avraham Avinu was mefarsim the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the entire world. He was originally Alekei HaShemayim. Avraham Avinu made him Alekei Ha'aretz. So this is the only thing you have to say about Avraham Avinu. He was satisfied with life. What's the pshat? Vaisdois. Dr. Simchas Yisrael Breide, and Ramban says this, that this is an all-encompassing midah that's oilal kulam. It's an all-encompassing midah. Why is that? Because we have no idea what the inner typus of a ben adam is. The greater a person becomes, whether it's in gashmias or whether it's in ruchnias, the more is the yetzer kol hagadol mechaver yetzer gadol emenu. The more a person has, the more he wants. That's a metzias in a person. And it's a ruchnias like that also. Chaim Volozhiner once told the Goyin, Rebbe, Halavaya had the Rebbe's kishrinus. So the Goyin said, Hashem should guard you against my kishrinus. He said, Favos. So he says, because the bigger the kishrin, the more the rutzin that the mind wanders. It wants to know this, and it wants to know that, and it wanders in places where it shouldn't wander. What happened before the world, what's going to happen afterwards, Hashem should be matzil you from that. Because the bigger the person is, the greater is the rotzmin for ruchnias. And it's like that in Gashmiya Zichr. Like that in the Nefesh Lozi Sova, the Nefesh never becomes filled. Rebbe Lopion said that Gashmias is like someone that's thirsty and he drinks herring water to quench his thirst. So he becomes more thirsty. He drinks more herring water. And weiter, he's never satisfied. So if Avraham Avinu, Hashem Berech is Avraham Bakal, he had everything he needed. Everything in the world. Not only that, including Hashem was matim him olam haba ba'olam hazeh. So we have no idea what went on, the inner forces that went on with him on Avraham Avinu to try and get him to want more and more and more and more. In order for him to reach this madrega of sva yonim, he had to be mevatel himself totally and his ritzainis totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that takes tremendous work. You find the marshal by the Bnei Ches, the Shachar B'tayri, the Bnei Ches. They said, Nesiel Kematov Zeichenu. So he bowed down by Yishtachu, Lama Ores, from Bnei Ches. Chazal say, Yishtachu is meant, Pishit Yodayim V'raglayim. He flattened himself out on the ground. Dr. Schwab, why? He felt a little spitz gaiva because of that comment. He was machni himself totally takodis baruch. Later on again, you know, they wanted to give it to him for free. Again, by Yishtachu. Felt a little bit of COVID, mevatel himself totally. The only way, and that's the beer in the Ramban, the only way it was shayach for Avraham Avinu to be zoichet to this madreig of sva yomim and to be satisfied with everything and overcome the gevaldige yetzaharas of ishi yesh leimana, reitzim asayim, was with constant work and constant hisbatlus. The zoynas, they come once in a while. You have to be oimer on the nesayim at the time. But this avoida is a constant. It doesn't just come at this time or at this time or at this time. This was his avoida throughout his entire lifetime. And to be koivesh, That initiation, like Mona wrote from a sign, and the more you have, the more you want. It came through a constant avoid of his battles, and that the Torah says the husband of Avraham Avinu, Zokin is Svayon. I think I might have said over the Maaser already. You know, well, there was a fellow that lived here in Muncie, a multimillionaire. He had a massive business, and he decided that he's taking off a half a day and he's learning with a Karusa. He learned every day with Karusa and the Briska Kaiba. So it was back many years ago. So one of the people asked him, like, what was my over you? You know, you have such a successful business just to give up half the day on the business. Like, what was my over you? He says, I'm Isa Shahi. He says, he has a friend that is much, much more wealthy than him. Much wealthier. And they come out with the Forbes 500, you know, the 500 wealthiest men. This fellow was seething with anger that someone that he knew, they put him a few notches ahead of him. He was at his, I don't know what number they put him, and somebody else was a few notches higher than him. He couldn't come to terms with it. He was seething. He was angry. He was complaining. So this fellow says, I saw Adheichem Advarim Magiyim. This fellow has everything. Mamish Ashirus Niflor. And he can't enjoy it. Favos? Because somebody's a few notches above him. He says, that's a tremendous danger. That's a tremendous sakana. So I used to take off half a day and learn half a day. But that's why we don't have that hasogi, right? We're not, you know, we're not even on the number 500 on the list. We're far from it. So we don't have a hasogi what that means. But someone that has everything is a very big sakana that, it could be drive him off the derech. Avraham Avinu, he was nifter, zokin, usva, yomeh. Took a lot of avodah. This was the Torah's husband, Avraham Avinu. I wouldn't shout this.